Good evening, and welcome to this conference with the Trevi Group. Stefano Trevisani speaking. I'm here with Daniele Forte and Josef Mastragostino. So we start going through the presentation. I believe each one has received, starting from page three. We go quickly to the first three pages for people not knowing the group, just to highlight the different division of the Trevi Group with Trevi and Petrovan for the service sector and Drillmech and Soilmech for the mechanical sector. Going through the geographical distribution of our business worldwide with 34 operating companies in 25 countries. In talking about the service sectors, where we have recently added the Brazil company for Petrovan that started the operation recently, and 18 operating companies in 13 countries worldwide with 21 business units for the mechanical sector. We go to slide six, just to enter into details of our presentation. We had, as you have seen, good revenue generation in the first 9 months. We had overall challenging quarters. I will discuss a little bit more in details, slide by slide, on what happened. The backlog is strong. The backlog does not take into consideration also ongoing negotiation we are recently had with our clients with very close deals. So it's just a real backlog with the firm contracts when we have received advance payment. And so this high level of backlog registers confirmed that notwithstanding the current situation, we were able to acquire contracts on an international level, and this is guaranteeing our positive outlook. The net financial position decreases. We will have a chance to go more in details with Daniele. Overall, let's say we have had weak quarters with the very different behavior of our different divisions. So going on page seven, we go more in details division by division, starting with the Trevi. And overall, I would say good quarters and good 9 months results for Trevi companies, our service activity worldwide, with a 13% increase in sales. Again, recorded of strong order backlog and overall margins that did not change a lot compared to the past, even with a small reduction. This is just to prove that the overall activity of the group is sound, and we are involved in major projects worldwide, even if we are still experiencing weak area in the markets, especially talking about Europe in this moment, and some part of the Middle East. Very strong activity again in the United States. Our activity related to infrastructure projects continue with good revenues and good margin. And overall, presence in Latin America with good results for all our operations from Colombia to Argentina, and an outlook of the sectors which remain interesting, especially for some portion of let's say our markets, and with again some weak area as I said before. Going to Petrovan, which recorded an increase of 10.2%. Operation in Petrovan continues steady with activity in good activity in all our subsidiaries, We have 13 rigs working at the moment. We opened this new activity, as we said, in Brazil with the Petro Energia. It's very important for us to put a step in Brazilian market. Looking at what Brazilian market has in plan to invest in the energy sectors, and even if we are concentrated at the moment on land activities, we see very good opportunities for Petrovan in this country. We move into Drillmec and the mechanical sector, Drillmec and Soilmec. Drillmec had an increase in revenue of 6.3%. Not the strong increase in revenue we registered in the first quarter, but we said that before, that it was a kind of coincidence of different contracts coming in place at the same time. This is an activity where it's a bit complicated to plan revenue and margins according to the different quarters. It's really different quarters are affected by the delivery of rigs for activities that we have also to consider that most of clients and most of orders for Drillmec are important amount for each equipment. So at the end, really to quarterize the activity of Drillmec remains complicated. We announced that there were two major aspects that we wanted to highlight again, but one is related to an important suspension of activity we had. This is something that was difficult to foresee. Actually, we have a situation, and Daniele will explain more in terms of accounts, what really is the influence of this activity on our profit and loss and the balance sheet. But basically, we had to stop the production related to this client that entered into financial problems, so we was not able to secure the continuity of the orders. We could have waited a little bit more, maybe for next quarter, but at the end we decided in this quarter, to book the suspension, and so basically to stop recognition of revenues and the margins. Of course, there's a big impact on the profit and loss account, on the margins for the divisions. This is a strong impact on the net financial position because at the same time we order already and paid parts related to this equipment that was supposed to be delivered already. So at the end, it's a temporary hold. The project is not canceled, but at the end, we decided anyhow to take into consideration this new event in this quarter. We have said we have an ongoing negotiation to replace the clients for these orders. We are talking about the conventional rig. These are not really special equipment, so it will be easy to place this equipment in the market. We have already ordered. You have seen today also press release related to new equipment sold to Weatherford and Lukoil, and we will be using these rigs already built up in our yard to supply these two new clients with what they need. So, it's, as I said, it's been quite a unique situation, but the company and the group decided to deal with this situation just in an open and transparent way and just to consider everything in this quarter and leave the next quarter for new activities and with the contracts with also better margins. Drillmec has a lot of ongoing negotiation, some of them very interesting. We decided again to confirm contracts once we are able to get the advance payment, and this is exactly what we are waiting for an important negotiation we have concluded already in end of August. and we hope that in the next weeks we'll be able to close also the advance payment and the receipt of the advance payment. Again, it will be another important step for Drillmec to increase backlog and margins. The oil and gas activity remain very strong. The oil and gas demand remain very strong. From South America to Eastern Europe or Middle East, the demand for rigs it's still very high, and we don't expect any reduction in this trend. The outlook for Drillmec looks positive for the coming quarters. Going into Soilmec, which is again experiencing an increase in revenue, about 9.6%. Soilmec market remain challenging. We have again to differentiate a little bit our markets for Soilmec. We are very weak Europe at the moment, and again also the Far East. Even markets that looks promising till a few quarters ago, like India and China, today are really weak area for us, for our sales. I think it's due for the macroeconomic situation in these two countries. And so today, Soilmec has been able to concentrate sales, let's say, mainly in North and South America and in a certain part of Middle East. The market remains challenging, as we said, with strong competition. But again, we count on the geographical distribution, again, and then move the flexibility of Soilmec to maintain market shares and improve also margin situation. The visibility for Soilmec is quite low. This is normal in these sectors, and we don't expect major changes in backlog for Soilmec. Before entering into more details discussion, I'd like to have Daniele Forte to continue with the financial results. So, Daniele, please.
Thank you, Stefano. I think that all of you already know the numbers we have issued yesterday night. I would like to stress that those numbers offer you the view of the Trevi Group in a positive trend with respect to consolidated revenues, plus 13%. Trevi Group continues to have a strong volume of sales. Our companies around the world are trying to defend and increase their quotas of the various markets. This is reflected also in a stable backlog, which gives us a good visibility on future revenues. The net financial position reflects the business cycle, the ups and downs of our activity, which I would like to explain more clearly when, at the end of our presentation, we shall face the splitting of Trevi Group in the two segments, the service segment and the mechanical segment. So, in page 10, you see that the revenues was 818 million, EBITDA 73 million, EBIT 32, financial costs 16, taxes estimated in 10 million, and the net profit of 5. Net capital employed increased 20% with respect to 12 months before, and equity 15%. We had a net financial position of 480 million and a backlog of 872. With respect to the ratios, the first one, net financial position EBITDA was at 4.88 times, and Debt equity ratio 1.11. Our number of employees is still around 6,200. In page 11, the data are explained in more detail, but I would like to go on and tell you that the two points of view of a trading group reveal that the core business is still accountable for 60% of the core business and the service sector of nearly half of it. With respect to the splitting of revenues between the various types of products, we see that that the foundation and drilling services segment got a 13.3% increase in revenues, equally split between almost equally split between the two divisions, special foundation services and the drilling services. While the mechanical segment got an almost 8% increase in revenues, 9.6% in sales of machines for special foundations, and a 6.3% increase in drilling rigs. I think that this data could have come as a surprise for you, because the expected volume of sales, in particular in Drillmech division, was higher than that. So we shall have to give you a special explication of what happened in the 3 months of the current year. In page 14, we see the breakdown of consolidated revenue per geographical area. In particular, we highlight our still strong sales in the Americas and in the Middle East and Asia, while in Italy, in the domestic market, we have still a decrease in sales down to 80 million from 87 in the first 9 months 2011 and from 118 million in the first 9 months 2010. With respect to the backlog, we have most of it, 551 million in the core business, that is split between Trevi and Solmec. As usually, Trevi has the most of it with a good visibility, while Solmec still have a very short visibility, not more than a couple of months. In the drilling sector, we have a 320 million euro contracts to be executed. The free cash flow was negative in the 9 months for 51 million euros. You know that at June the 30th, the cash flow was better than that. Net financial position was far better. Our financial indebtedness increased in the quarter and reached again 480 million euros. As explained in page 17, 50% of our financial debts are still at the long term. In page 18, we have a presentation of revenues and margins of the service segment, 30%. Trevi division is accountable of almost 90% of this segment. revenues increased up to 402 million euros from 354. EBITDA margin decreased 1%, so there is a slight decrease in percentage terms, but a net increase in absolute terms of 3 million euros. So we can say that this is a positive, quite a stable and positive vision we have of this segment. With respect to trade in particular, we have to stress that once more that the domestic market suffered deeply in the quarter, and is supposed to continue this effort. The company is planning a restructuring of the domestic, of our presence in the domestic market. We are sharing domestic resources with foreign subsidiaries in order to better increase the skills we have in Italy. We have also to say that in the quarter we suffered a loss in a small job site in the Far East area. The site is already closed, and so this loss is not foreseen to continue in the next quarters. So the vision we have also of Petraven is positive, because we are planning the introduction of an additional oil drilling rigs in South America. It will become productive in the first quarter 2013, while the utilization of the existing 13 rigs is supposed to increase further with respect to what happened in the current year. In 2013, we also shall have the full utilization of a rig which started its operations recently in Brazil. Is the first rig we have in operation in that country, and we are full of positive expectations for future developments. I would like to stress also that the division is very positive also from a financial point of view. As you can see in page 18 and 19 of the full interim management report, the segment has a net debt of 114 million euros with a net equity of 214 million. So the debt equity ratio of this segment is very low, and also the ratio between gross operating profit 60 million and net debt is also quite positive. With respect to the mechanical segment, we have to say that in this period we have faced a tough competition from our clients, and we have tried to resist to this competition, in particular in the Asian markets. We suffered from the slowdown of activity of growth in India and China. particularly while in the American markets things are improving steadily. On the following slide, number 20, we have tried to explain a particular factor concerning Drillmec. The overall division has experienced a tiny one-off issue that is to be considered provisional and momentary rather than a structural one. Having said that, the division registered diminishing revenues if compared to that of the same period last year, and also to the first and second quarter of the present year. The standby on the execution of one of the contracts of the manufacturing of oil drilling rigs for a Middle Eastern client has impacted the performance of the quarter. The client experienced temporary financial difficulties that were not predictable and in no way foreseeable. So we delivered the first two rigs in the first two quarters of the year and were regularly paid. Then we received information that due to temporary financial difficulties in the other divisions of its activity, the client considered to postpone the delivery of the remaining nine rigs. To provide you with further details, the issue involved the suspension of a nine drilling rigs order and a consequential reduction in profitability of about 20 million euro. Inventories, 12 million euros. Inventories increased for about 107 million euros and a simultaneous increase of the same amount of debt for the fulfillment of obligation to international suppliers. This is very clear to understand if you go to our balance sheet and you can see that our debts toward suppliers decreased exactly of this amount, around 100 million euros. Please do consider that the order in question was prudently removed from the backlog, $170 million, and partially substituted with the new high-margin contracts that will benefit marginality already from next quarter. You have just heard Stefano speak about the orders received from Russia, from two clients over there, for rigs to be operated by third parties over there. Those orders partially cover four that contract, that is four of the nine rigs, and the two remaining rigs ordered to be operated in Russia are to be considered additional. So we have recently announced orders for onshore plus offshore oil drilling rigs for a total of about 110 million euros. They are always primary clients and in strategically important geographic countries. We would like to stress the fact that all actions are being taken forward to consider this as an absolutely isolated incident that will not in any way hinder the reputation of the Drillmec division and of the entire group. The exceptional strength of this division will prove to be a great performer soon ahead. With respect to the nine rigs, of which we have postponed the delivery, we hope to resume discussions with the client in order to consider a new schedule of deliveries in 2013 and 2014. Notwithstanding the temporary suspension of this contract from the backlog, our backlog remain sustained. Stefano has hinted at the high volume of negotiations that are in progress. I would like to stress that some important contracts were already signed in the second half of August. We were expected to receive advance payments already at the end of that month. Clients decided to go on with the negotiations on many technical aspects of the products, which are quite new, and we are now ending those discussions, and we are ready to receive advance payment, we hope, next week. Think that this is all for the moment. Stefano, please, if you want to go on.
Yes. I think we can go to the questions we receive, and then we close with an overall outlook.
Okay. For the Q&A session, we'll proceed in this order according to the questions we received. I'll start with the first one, saying, as you stated in the press release of the third quarter results, the order suspension of the drilling has had a negative impact on the profitability quarterly for about 12 million euro. Thanks to orders replacement you got, you think to recover all or only in part of the profitability, and in what time horizon? We believe, first of all, that the suspension of this order, which again we would like to point out has been suspended by financial issues of this specific client, has impacted to a great deal in the single quarter. With the replacement of these new orders, among which some of them this morning of about 110 million euro, the margin will recover in the fourth quarter as new contracts are being negotiated at better economic conditions. So what you are to expect is a fourth quarter improvement in the Drillnex side of the business in terms of marginality. The second question refers to, can you provide some more details on the important and specific contracts in Latin America and in Russia described on the interim financial statements? Yes, absolutely. In terms of the new and specific contracts, we would like to point out that we have currently signed an important contract for a client in Latin America for offshore drilling rigs, but are in the process of completing the actual negotiations and therefore receiving a down payment. This represents the basis for a sound and much improved marginality contributing already in the next quarter and in the following quarters to come. In terms of Russia, please consider that the order we published this morning for the delivery of a 2,000 horsepower conventional derrick that will be installed on a fixed platform for drilling activities in the Caspian Sea will operate for one of our primary clients, in the case LUKOIL, a primary international client. For that matter, we can conclude that the expectations for new and strategic contracts are to be considered trustworthy, and the finalization should occur in the next couple of weeks. Now, always consider that we're trying to have a much more prudent approach when finalizing contracts due to this exceptional and one-time event of the Drillnex quarter performance. Now, The other question is referring to North America. Our North America recorded a good performance thanks to progress of the projects in the foundation and services activities of the subsidiaries. What do you expect from these areas in the coming months? I would like to answer that by saying that the North American market is performing very well, and we are pleased to continue on this track as the market is requiring the need of even more special foundations and service activities. As it was described earlier, in North America, after we have come to the U.S. elections that have been put away, so the next coming year, we are to expect most likely more infrastructural projects to be tendered versus what happened in 2012, where there were much more expectations and ended up being not as much. If you consider that we have performed positively with these markets, it could be a fair assumption to say that with new and important projects to be tendered, we are much better positioned to grasp opportunities in the future. The other question is regarding the profitability of new contracts signed and what is the average profitability. As you all are aware, we do not disclose marginality in terms of single contract, as they differ by client, country, service, and product from one another. What we can say is that the marginality in this contract is very interesting. And to take a step forward, it can be described to be in the double-digit range. For that matter, we believe that the recovery of the Drillnec division is therefore actually sustainable due to these margins. A question is referring to $3.2 million of losses in the third quarter. What are they and what do we expect in the fourth quarter? These losses primarily refer to foreign exchange, euro-dollar exchange rates. The dollar weakened as it went from 1.24 at the end of June to close to 1.30 at the end of September. The other question is referring to, rather than an increase in inventories, which actually declined in the quarter, the deterioration of working capital is due to the sharp decline in trade receivables in the third quarter. What is the reason? As we specified in the press release in the very first page, due to the exceptional situation of the oil and gas division, we had a fulfillment of obligations to international suppliers. And this was one of the factors that contributed to the decline in payables and therefore in the deterioration of the working capital. The situation, therefore, is expected to improve sometime in the next quarter. The problems of Drillnec with the customer of the Middle East have been resolved. Well, we are currently in talks, as we just said, and negotiations with our client, and we prudently decided to suspend or actually put on standby the order. And therefore, as liquidity issues on his behalf will be cleared and taken care of. Please appreciate also the prudent approach we had on the backlog, as the orders in question were substituted with the replacement of other orders. The other question is now referring to primarily what to expect in terms of outlook, and I will send this question directly to our Chief Executive Officer, which will give some closing statements on the outlook.
Okay, Joseph. So, I believe we have gone through several issues here and gave explanation on what happened in this 9 months. What we'd like to highlight, however, is that we continue to see our business model interesting and with very high opportunities of business in the future. If we consider the different activity we are involved with and the different markets, I want to highlight once more that actually what actually is considered like kind of a weak contribution in terms of business in this quarter by Drillnec, we see Drillnec has very high potential in the coming quarters and years for increasing revenues and margins, we have to consider that when we enter into this type of contracts, when we enter into offshore contracts, we also increase not only new share of markets, but also visibility. And in this business, approaching more clients with higher visibilities, it's a very strong credential for future activity. So this contracts for Lukoil and Weatherford, it's really open, new opportunities and negotiation, ongoing negotiation at the moment are in line with this achievement, especially in South America and in Eastern Europe. So we count a lot on the potentiality of the business for Drillmec. The other activity for the group remain under pressure, especially, as I said before, Soilmec, but with opportunities of business for Trevi and Petrovan. We want always to highlight this different contribution of different businesses to our group, and this is what we consider the model can create a good performance and good activities for the coming quarters. Just to highlight something on the net financial position, I don't know if you want to say something more, but
we can estimate that from the payment that we can expect from clients in the fourth quarter and advance payments due on already signed contracts, the net financial position is expected to decline. To decline towards more or less the same level we had at 2011 year end. We have also the chance to go to have a better financial position than at that time if all our acts and events will go in a positive way. We can also expect some accidents on our path, but we can say that as an average estimation, net financial position should go down at the same level it had at the beginning of the year, or around 400 million euros.
Okay. So just one last topics to mention. We have not put this into the presentation, but recently, in these last two or three months, we have also been involved in a quite strong research and development program for Trevi and Soilmec, aim at being able to perform very deep cut-off wall around the world. You know that the dams remain for us a key business. There was a limitation in depths that basically characterized all the existing projects. We have now tested and successfully completed a test for a unique equipment and technology that goes much deeper than what was achieved so far. So we reached a depth of 250 meters, which is considered almost double the depth that was previously achieved. I want to mention that not only because it's a very important step forward in development of technology, but also because this new technology will really open business opportunity for the group, for Trevi and Soilmec. As I said, it is a kind of world record we have achieved in this test field, in this area in Italy, and this technology has been at the moment distributed already to our clients and made available to them, especially to designers and to Soilmec clients. So it's a positive note on the big effort we are doing to improve and innovate our technologies in the construction sectors and in the oil and gas. And this is to highlight once more all the work we are doing to increase the overall value of our activities and of the group. So I think there are no more questions. Thanks for attending this conference, and see you next time.